The Torah tells us, Perek Vav, Shmos Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, in speaking about the Arba Lashoni Geula, and actually, really, it's the fifth Lashon. Ve'vesi Eschem Alo Aretz, I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael, She'asas Yisyadi, that I promised, L'asisa, Pavzal Yaakov, V'nesati Osa Lachem Roshani Hashem, I've given to you for inheritance, I am Hashem. So it's interesting, Yerushalmi, at the very end, not the very end, but at the very end, actually, at the eighth parak of Brachas, Halacha Beis. And the, because Yerushalmi says, quotes the pasuk, that I'll bring you to the land that I gave you. As I gave you as an inheritance. So Rabbi Yochanan asks that either pasuk says that it should just say inheritance. It says that I gave you and an inheritance. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is referred to as a present and an inheritance. And he asks the question, why? If it's an inheritance, why does it have to be a present? A present, why does it have to be an inheritance? It's two separate things. So Rabbi Yochanan says that after it was given to us as a present, then it's given to us l'shem Yerusha. In other words, in a certain sense, there are two nesinas, there are two givings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gives it to us as a present, and then he gives it to us as Yerusha, as an inheritance. So we have to understand why. Why isn't one enough? And then also, why is it given as a present first and then as inheritance? Then the Yerushalmi goes on. And the Yerushalmi says something outstanding. I'm Rav Hoshia, Kol Makom Shenemar Marasha, Lashon Deha. That anytime the word Marasha is used, the Lashon of weakness. When we're given something as an inheritance, it's an expression of weakness. So the Yerushalmi asks, how can that be? Torah Tzivalano Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov. The Torah is also weak. In other words, when it's given to us as being weak, we understand. He says it's weak. In other words, so our hold on our soul is weak. So he says, okay, if you want to pay, our hold on our soul is not so strong, it's not permanent, I understand. But the Torah also is called a Marasha. So the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, I should say, that when you first get it, it's very weak. But after you have it and you work on it, it becomes very strong. That's the Torah. So, in other words, what the Yerushalmi is saying, in a certain sense, is when it comes to the Torah, the first approach, the first time you get into the Torah, it's actually not so strong. It's weak. It doesn't grab a hold of you. Okay? But afterwards, you work with it, then it becomes much stronger. And it seems it's not just the Metzias, but that's the way it's supposed to be. So I'd like to understand, in other words, we see that something which has to be a matana first, a present, and that's not so strong, then a Yerusha. And by the way, it's not just Eretz Yisrael, as our pasuk says, our Torah says, Eretz Yisrael is going to be a Yerusha and a matana. It's not just the Torah. It's also Shabbos. Because what do we say? In the tefillah of the Shabbos, we say, "V'lo inchalto." HaKadosh Baruch did not give us inheritance to inherit other nations. But Shabbos for us is what? What Shabbos for us? Shabbos is an inheritance. Shabbos is an inheritance, and also Shabbos is a matana, is a present. As Chazal say, I think it's Gemara Maseches Beitza, that HaKadosh Baruch said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Matana Gnuza, a very nice present for the Jewish people." So Shabbos is also a present and an inheritance. Three very special gifts. And so first it's a batana, then it's also a Yerusha. It's also Yerusha. And there's an interesting mechilta, which I don't have in front of me on this pasuk, that says that why is it a matana that when you have it as Yerusha, always look at it as also a matana. Like you just got it as matana as a present. So what I'd like to do today is to try to understand what the idea of Yerusha is, and what the idea of Matana, how does it fit in? So, you know, we speak about a present. What does a present mean? Why does somebody give a present? Okay? In other words, when I go ahead and I give a present, okay? So, a present means that I have a special relationship with the person. Follow? What does that mean? For example, I'm going to a wedding tonight, right? And I'm going to give the people at the wedding a very, very nice ka'ara. It's a Pesach set. Right? Very nice. Now, tonight I'm going for the whole wedding. I'm bringing you a gift. Now, the custom in Eretz Yisrael is a lot of times you invite to weddings and you don't go for the whole wedding. You go later on at night for a little cholent, a little shalmi kugel, right? And then you don't necessarily bring a present. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't want to indict myself right here. But saying a lot of them bring presents at that point. Because you don't feel that close, you have to come for the whole wedding, but you want to join the simcha in some way. But usually when you give a present, you feel close to the person. When parents give children a present, it signifies, it symbolizes the closest that you have. You know, when a boy is courting a girl at the time of engagement, a present symbolizes that there's a relationship going on. So when we talk about Eretz Yisrael, and we talk about Torah and about Shabbos, it's not just the halacha. All these three items, these three objectives, symbolize the special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Shabbos is a matana. When we keep Shabbos, we're recognizing the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a special present. And as a matter of fact, you should know, that what is Shabbos? What is Shabbos? Shabbos signifies the fact that God is coming to visit us. That's what Shabbos is, that God is coming to visit us. And that shows a very special relationship to us. So when we're going ahead and we're saying L'chadodi, and we're going and we're bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're signifying the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming into our lives, and it signifies that very special relationship. And by the way, you should know, it's not the highest relationship, because the highest relationship is the fact that you can go and visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's why Bilam was very proud of the fact that Hashem came to him. But Hashem wouldn't let Bilam come to him, but Hashem would go to Bilam. But it signifies a certain relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever from Shabbos. That's what it is, Matana Gnuza. And you have to learn to appreciate that present. What's the Torah? The Torah is the same thing. The Torah is a special light that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And by the way, where do we see that Torah is also Matana, I didn't mention before? We see that Torah is the Matana, because it says in Parshas Kisisa that Vayehi Kechalos Moshe, when Moshe finished getting the Torah, so why is the word Kechalos written in Lashon Chaser? He finished getting the Torah, so Rashi there says that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe like you give a Kala presents, right? And what's the Torah? So on a simple level, it means that God gave Moshe the Torah and he was able to understand and fathom the whole Torah in a short amount of 40 days. But on another level, me, the Torah is a relationship with God. The fact that the Torah shows that we're a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're special. So when you open up a Torah, you learn Torah, whatever it is what you're showing, you're appreciating the fact that we're special. And Eretz Yisrael is the same thing. We live in Eretz Yisrael, we have Eretz Yisrael, we're showing that this is something very special. And that's why you should know, and I'm not discussing politics, but it's a terrible tragedy to give away any part of Eretz Yisrael. Now maybe for halachic reasons, Gedolim or Paskin, I'm not putting myself in that position, that you should give away part to save lives. My father was against giving away Eretz Yisrael only because he felt that it wouldn't accomplish anything because the Arabs weren't interested in real peace. My father felt it would really save lives, you could give away. When you go ahead, right, when you go ahead and you give away part of Eretz Yisrael, you're giving away something which symbolizes the love relationship, right? How would I feel if I came home one day and my wife had bought a new piece of furniture? I said to her, how'd you pay for this? She says, oh, I sold our engagement ring, right? It would kill me. Why? Because the engagement ring is a symbol of a relationship. Okay? You know how it is, your grandmother gives you a present, she wants you using it because it shows symbolized relationship. So that's what Torah is about, that's what Shabbos is about, and that's what Eretz Yisrael is about. That's what Eretz Yisrael is about. And that's why you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Avraham Avinu when Avraham Avinu made a bris of Amalek. Amalek keep part of Eretz Yisrael. He says, who gave you a right to go ahead and do that? And now you have to go ahead and sacrifice Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. That's what Rashbam there says. And Parshas Vayera. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael symbolizes the relationship with Nasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's relationship. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and that's what Pshat in the Yerushalmi is. That when you first get the Torah, you first get Eretz Yisrael, you first go ahead and you get Shabbos, understand that the uniqueness of Shabbos is the unique, that Shabbos shows a special relationship, it's a present. And when you have Torah, we have Eretz Yisrael, we have Shabbos, it shows that we have a unique relationship with us and God. It shows us that. That's the idea, it shows us that. It's a unique relationship. And it shows the unique relationship. And always realize that. However, that's the first step. That's what Yochanan says. First you give Matana, then it's Yerusha. However, what's the idea? The idea is that even though it's a Matana, I'm sorry to say this, a Matana doesn't mean much. In other words, if all you look at something as a Matana that you got, it doesn't really stay. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, I saw this recently, Simcha Wasserman, started the yeshiva in Los Angeles. It was called Oral Chanan. And he came, and a lot of his students originally were people who came from families that were religious. And Rabbeim came in, and Rabbeim basically convinced them to start wearing tzitzis. And they were so happy, they were so proud, Rabbeim, look what we accomplished. And Rabbi Chanan says, it's not real. It's beautiful, but it's not real. They're looking at tzitzis as something great, sign of the God, but it's not going to stay with them. If the relationship of God is between the tzitzis, it's not going to stay with them. Because you're not working that hard on it. Right? You're not working that hard. You're not a serious nefesh. Do I have a serious nefesh when I wear tzitzis? Okay. So maybe, you know, it makes you feel a little big. Sometimes, you know, because I'm a Soloveitchik, so I don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, right? So when I wear my Shabbos suit during the week, right? My suit feels a little tight. But on Shabbos and Yom, it feels a little tight. That's why when I was younger, so I used to get these tzitzis, you know, undershirt tzitzis, down the word next to Pierre. Because, you know, which is on Shabbos, long as you're in the week, so then it feel tight. But there's really no mysterious nefesh in wearing tzitzis. I have no mysterious nefesh at all. Absolutely no mysterious nefesh. Never did. He says, if all you see, you look at it, wow, this is wonderful, this is so beautiful. Tzitz, Eretz Yisrael, connection to God. If all you see is, wow, I'm really Torah, connected to God, oh, it's awesome. You sit back and read a book in a hammock and say, wow, I'm reading this Sefer, it's so awesome, connected to God. You go ahead and you go ahead and, you know, you look at Shabbos, right? That's a connection, Eretz Yisrael, Torah. You're gonna lose it. Then it has to be Yerusha. What's Pshat of Yerusha? A Yerusha means that you have to work on it. When you get a Yerusha, it happens you to be in the right spot. But you're being given this because we believe that you'll work on it, you'll keep it going. So after you get the Matana, you gotta work on it. You wanna keep the Shabbos, you have to realize Shabbos requires work. I'll tell you a beautiful idea, I couldn't find it today. Rav Yaakov Emden says, saw it somewhere else. You know, Shabbos tefillas, at least by Nusach Ashkenaz. Friday night we say Va, Shabbos morning we say Vo, and Shabbos ben Mincha we say Vam. That's the idea. So, Shabbos night, Shabbos is a Va. It's in the Keva. What's in the Keva? In the holy book, Svarim Kedoshim, it says that a Keva symbolizes a Makaba receiving. Keva receives. That's what it says in the holy books. So, on Friday night, Shabbos is Va. What does it mean? You have to go ahead and you have to give to Shabbos. Shabbos has to receive. Right? And then once you go ahead and you give to Shabbos, Shabbos receives. So what happens is that after Shabbos is over, the next morning, Shabbos becomes a Va, becomes a Zachar, it gives to you. You're getting out of Shabbos. And then by Mincha time, it's Vam, it's both together, Nekeva and Zachar. Because you're giving and taking, and Shabbos is giving and taking also. You're getting a lot out of it. But what's the idea? But essentially the idea is that if you want Shabbos to be important, Shabbos to be bought, you have to give to it. Whatever Mesiras Nefesh that requires. Yes, it requires serious nefesh that you can't do work. Yes, it requires serious nefesh that you can't watch your baseball game. Right? I grew up in Chicago. Chicago, Illinois, the home of the Chicago Cubs. That many years I was growing up, there were no lights. And even when they put in lights, only certain times. So I used to be able to watch the game Friday afternoon. I came to school, it was great. We're Friday, so it was awesome, right? And I remember when they would go ahead and they would play on the West Coast. The game would start at 7 o'clock, West Coast time. Right? Or whatever it was, and I'd be watching the game. And my house took Shabbos in the last, 8 o'clock, 8:10. Remember, there was one time, I wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet. I was watching the TV, I was watching this game after Lichtenstein. So I had to go next door to get Alex to turn off the TV. Now, by the way, it was still before Shkia, by the way. But in our house, we're very mocked on Lichtenstein. But Alex was my buddy to go, okay? This is serious nefesh. Okay? For me, to me, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Who cares about a game? But there's certain things you can't do, right? Let's say I'll give you an example. I'll give you a crazy example that happened. One time last year, the pipe in the backyard broke. So we had water squirting out on Shabbos. Nothing you can do. But obviously you can't have water squirting out either. So I turned off the main valve, it was mutter. That means there was no water for like 8 hours on Shabbos. Done. Nothing you can do about it, right? Shabbos, and everyone has Mesiras Nefesh. And Mesiras Nefesh to treat Shabbos properly, right? What do you do with Shabbos? Do you act in a way that's Shabbistic? That's giving effort to Shabbos. And Torah? Torah also. Sometimes it's wonderful. You say, what amazing Ramban. What a great strive for truth. I feel so good. This is awesome. You gotta work hard, you gotta sweat. It's hard sometimes. Doing a hard sugya, understanding Ramban. Sometimes you be so fresh or you don't understand something. That's called being Kona Torah. That's how you acquire Torah. It has to become a Yerusha. What's Yerusha? When you get a Yerusha, you work on it. That's Yerusha. And Eretz Yisrael also, we have to work on it. Eretz Yisrael requires work. It's interesting that we know that when the Jews were Mekadosh the land of Israel the first time through Kibush, what happened when they left Eretz Yisrael? They were exiled from the land. The land lost its kedusha. When they came back for Binyan Beit HaMikdash Sheni, they went ahead and they reconquered the land, and that kedusha remains today, even though we're exiled again. Why? Because the first kedusha was done through Kibush, conquering. They walked in, they conquered. 7 years, it was over, done. It was quick, pretty. It wasn't too difficult. It was wonderful. Wow, cut it great. The second time, they acquired through Chazakah. They had to work hard in the land. They showed sweat, tears, frustrations. When you work hard on something, it's Yerusha. It's not just Stam a present. That stays with you. And that's what the message of Yerushalmi is. That first you have to go ahead and you have to get it as a matana. To realize it shows all these three items. Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos, and Torah. But after that, you have to work hard on it. It becomes Yerusha. You have to show that it's yours. Mara says in Brachas, three things are nicknamed Yisurim, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. What does that mean, Yisurim challenges? It means it takes hard work. It takes a lot of effort. If you want to be Kona, it becomes yours. You have to work hard on it. So first Matana, to get into a film, it shows relationship, then you got to work hard on it. And then Yerushalmi says that's what the idea of Yerusha is. When you first get it as Yerusha, it's weak in your hands. It's only once you start working, it becomes strong in your hand. And the Mechilta says, even after Yerusha, even if you've been learning Torah for years, we have Eretz Yisrael, you always have to see it as Matana too. Because what keeps us working at it? What keeps us going? How is the Jews for 2,000 years written about Eretz Yisrael, they still come back? because they always realized it was special. So no matter how hard working on the Gemara, how hard Shabbos is, how hard Kinyan Yisrael is, to go ahead and realize the special matana. So the message I would say is we have three very special gifts. One is the gift of Shabbos, very special. Okay, at a stage in life where I reach a stage where when Thursday comes, I say, wow, Shabbos is coming. I might have said it 20 years ago, but I was just trying to be frugal. Hey, I really mean it. I really believe it. Learning Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Look at it as a matana every day to keep the fire alive. It shows our relationship with God. And then the last thing is you have to realize not just the matana for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to realize all three are also, we have to work on it in order that it stays with us, because then someone will take it away. If you do that, we'll get a lot of sibuk, self-fulfillment from Shabbos, from Torah, and from Eretz Yisrael.